Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Continuing with our discussion of Krishna's wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan and the mood of separation from him. Gopis singing to one another. So the texts, we made it so far to here 16 and 17 from chapter 35, because we had a few days back this very elaborate description from our acharyas about the meaning of rasa. I'll just add something that comes from before. Very simple definition. For those of you who like simple definitions, I do. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in his writing of Jiva Dharma, rasa is the spiritual transformation of the heart, which takes place when the perfectional state of love for Krishna, known as rati, is converted into liquid emotions by combination with various types of transcendental ecstasies. It's a different way of saying, you know, the far more elaborate, detailed description, but simple one. I'll read it again. Rasa is the spiritual transformation of the heart, which takes place when the perfectional state of love for Krishna, known as rati, is converted into liquid emotions by combination with various types of transcendental ecstasies. Sanchari Bhav, Vai Bhav, and all the other Bhavs. So mixing with the various Bhavs, this Rati, he's using this language, Rati, love of God. Usually we hear the word Prema. Becomes transformed into liquid emotion. That's Rasa. We're now going to read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on Ujjwala Nilamani, and the topic is connected to text 16-17. The heading is Moha Caused by Disappointment from the 10th canto will be explained. So that here's the translation, 16-17. As Krishna strolls through Vraja with his lotus petal-like feet, marking the ground with the distinctive emblems of flag, thunderbolt, lotus, and elephant goad, he relieves the distress the ground feels from the cow's hooves. He plays his renowned flute. His body moves with the grace of an elephant. Thus, we gopis, who become agitated by Cupid when Krishna playfully glances at us, stand as still as trees, unaware that our hair and garments are slackening. So here's his commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Some gopis, who relish the pastimes of Krishna and his friends returning with the cows in the afternoon, speak among themselves in great moha, giving up all family dharma, shyness, and self-control, and regretting that they cannot associate with Krishna, like Subal and others. We'll hear more about that as we go along. Lalamam, from the verse, means mark. He immediately relieves the suffering of the earth and grass caused by the marks of the cow's hooves by touch of his lotus petal feet after the cows have passed, by making new leaves and sprouts appear. He has the walk of an elephant and plays the flute as he walks. Because of that, we have attained the condition of trees, kuja, because of moha. The sthayi bhava does not completely disappear since moha is a sanchari bhava. The sanchari bhava is only an assistant to the sthayi bhava. Here's from Bhakti Rasamrita Sunda that explains this. When the devotees develop moha, they lose awareness of objects, including their own bodies. But awareness of Krishna never disappears. So, if you remember the description, we're getting this secondary education about nectar devotion and the bhakti rasa and all of those topics, all those technical terms. Sanchari bhava, we read, one of the references is a sudden rise of some emotion. Bhava, sudden rise of some emotion, and then it subsides. So the sthayi bhava, that's the sthayi, steady ecstasy. That's the primary emotion of a particular devotee's rasa with Krishna in five categories. But it becomes rasa, sthayi bhava becomes rasa when it's mixing with other bhavas. So the sthayi bhava doesn't change when here comes this moha, this sanchari bhava. And there's symptoms of that sanchari bhava. Awareness of objects, including their own bodies, disappears. But awareness of Krishna doesn't disappear. So stunned, illusion, and so forth. This is a sthayi bhava category. And it has to do with their absorption in Krishna, in their particular rasa, or their particular sthayi bhava. And then they experience the rasa, the liquid emotion. Very fluid. Very fluid, very liquidy, and very tasty rasa. Nectar. Tasty rasa. Jiva Goswami writes, now this is not directly on topic, but it's a description from Gopal Champu by Jiva Goswami. I'll just read the text. The two will say with surprise, this is two gopis coming to Purnamasi, who is the woman called Radha? Purnamasi will say, she is the daughter of fortunate Vrishabhanu. They, the two gopis, will say, Oh, intelligent guru, we do not know. Please tell us clearly about this. Purnamasi will say with a smile, there are many others, like those young girls who worshipped Katyayani. The two girls, two gopis, will say with wide eyes, please tell us clearly, if we are qualified, by your mercy. Purnamasi will say, you do not know about these fortunate girls. In other forms created by Maya, they have been married elsewhere. Actually, those marriages are false, like a dream. Thus, their cohabiting with their husbands takes place without breaking the etiquette. That is, Krishna's women cannot be touched by any other man. I reveal this to you too. These women are all attached only to Krishna. They can maintain self-control only because of my pacifying words. But now, they will live as if having given up their lives. Not only me, but all people of Raja know this. Even before he went to Mathura, some knew about this. Everyone knows their condition after he went to Mathura, since Shukadeva and other sages will describe this. Previous to his going away, they described, text 17, this morning's verse, thus we gopis, who become agitated by Cupid when Krishna playfully glances at us, stand still as trees unaware that our hair and garments are slackening. Later, they are described. This is chapter 39, Krishna's departing on the chariot of Akura, and the statement from the gopis, they describe themselves. Let us directly approach Madhava and stop him from going. What can our family elders and other relatives do to us? That's text 28 and text 31. They forgot all shame and loudly cried out, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. And then later in chapter 47, this is Uddhava's visit to the gopis. Thus speaking, the gopis whose words, bodies, and minds were fully dedicated to Lord Govinda put aside all their regular work. Now that Krishna's messenger, Sri Uddhava, had arrived among them. And later, the next verse in the same chapter, this is chapter 47, text 10. Constantly remembering the activities their beloved Krishna had performed in his childhood and youth, they sang about them and cried without shame. So now we're going on to the next two verses, 18, 19, from chapter 35. Mention is made of the black deer and the wives of the black deer. So some of you have been to Vrindavan. And even if you haven't been to Vrindavan, maybe you've seen photos of the deer that are called Nilagai. They actually look like they're cows, but here they're identified as black deer. You've seen? On the side of Govardhan Hill? No? You have photos of Nilagai?
I can try to find.
I have. When you can find. And if you can't find, I have. And we can send you so you know what they look like. They're big like cows, but they look more like deer. But they're not deer, they're cows. And they're black. And they stare at you. And then when they move like deer, they move quickly, because cows don't move quick, generally don't move quickly. And they're one of the places they're known to reside still today is on Govardhan Hill. And there are certain places where it's common to see them. Here's the translation. This is the gopis. Now, Krishna is standing somewhere, counting his cows on a string of gems. He wears a garland of tulsi flowers that bear the fragrance of his beloved. And he has thrown his arm over the shoulder of an affectionate cowherd boy. That's like they're wishing that they had the association of Sri Dham and others, the cowherd boys. As Krishna plays his flute and sings, the music attracts the black deer's wives who approach that ocean of transcendental qualities and sit beside him. Just like us, cowherd girls, they have given up all hope for happiness and family life. This is the gopis. When Krishna plays, these Nilagai come to Krishna and they're comparing themselves to the female deer. Purport. Now this is BBT purport. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that in the afternoon, Krishna dressed himself in new clothing, and then went out to call the cows home. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the following information about the transcendental cows of Vrindavan. Quote, and we're going to hear this twice, so it's nice. It's worth hearing more than twice. For each of the four colors of cows, red, white, black, and yellow, there are 25 subdivisions. So 4 times 25 equals 100. Making a total of 100 colors. And such qualities as being colored, like sandalwood pulp, so that's another color, sandalwood pulp tilak, or speckled, or having a head shaped like a mridanga drum, create 8 further groups. To count these 108 groups of cows, distinguished by color and form, Krishna is using a string of 108 jewel beads. Continuing, quote, thus, when Krishna calls out, hey, Davali, think of Dina Bandhu narrating this pastime. He loves doing this. Hey, Davali. When you go to Ter Kadamba, you will hear him say the name of a white cow. A whole group of white cows come forward, moo. And when he calls, Hamsi, Chandani, Ganga, Mukta, and so on, the 24 other groups of white cows come. He calls them by group. And then they moo and they come. The reddish cows are called Aruni, Kunkuma, Saraswati, etc. The blackish ones, Shamala, Dhumala, Yamuna, etc. And the yellowish ones, Pita, Pingala, Haritalika, etc. Those in the group with tilak marks on their foreheads are called Chitrita, Chitra Tilaka, Dirga Tilaka, Tiryak Tilaka, and there are groups known as Mridanga Mukhi, Mridanga Head, Simha Mukhi, Lion Head, and so on. Thus, still this is quoting Vishwanath, Yeah, Vishwanath. Thus, being called by name, the cows are coming forward, and Krishna, thinking that when it is time to bring them back from the forest, none should be forgotten, is counting them on his jewel beads. So here's Vishwanath saying the same thing again. This verse describes the bewilderment of the deer in the forest, similar to the bewilderment of the gopis in the village on hearing the flute. So this is the same information again. Krishna had a string of 108 beads of four different colors, white, red, black, and yellow, 25 of each color. As well, there were eight other beads to count cows of mixed color and different shaped heads. He would hold the beads in his hand and count the cows. Though the number of cows was unlimited, asankhyata, Krishna counted 108 different groups of cows using the beads. He called Davali. The Davali group of cows would come. And that way he called for Hamsa, Ganga, Mukti, the white group. Similarly, 24 other groups would come. He would then call for Aruna, Kunkuma, Saraswati, the red group, Shamala, Dhurmala, Yamuna, black group, Pita, Pingala, Harita, Kila, Harita, Lika, the yellow group, and then comes the other eight, Chitraka, Chitra, Tilaka, Dirga, Tilak, Mangala, Tilak, Radanga and Simhamukhi. Calling all the cows in this way, he would not forget even one of them. He also wore a fragrant tulsi garland. When he placed his arm on a friend's shoulder and began to play his flute, that sound stole the hearts of the female Krishna Sara deer. They began to follow after Krishna because they had tasted the qualities of Krishna, the ocean of all qualities. They gave up attachment to house. They didn't have houses. House and food, just as we gopis have done. We are the same state as the deer. Jiva Goswami, commenting on these two verses. In the later afternoon, wearing a different dress, he played his flute. By playing his flute, he gathers the cows in one place to count them and return home. Quote, even the deer are attracted to the flute. What to speak of us? That is expressed in this verse. He holds a string of jewels and counts the cows. He calls out the names of the leaders of the groups of cows using his flute. He counts the groups of cows using different colored beads. Though the number of the cows is unlimited, here's the BBT unlimited translation. This is 10-12-3. That's way back. The translation of that verse. Along with the cowherd boys, this is the preliminary to the Agasura event. The boys are going out in the morning. Along with the cowherd boys and their groups of calves, because this is the Brahma Vimoha Lila, it's still calves, not cows yet. Krishna came out with an unlimited number of calves assembled. Unlimited, that's the calves. Then all the boys began to sport in the forest in a greatly playful spirit. So back, although the number of cows was unlimited, although this is calves, he counts the group leaders. He shows his skill by counting them all, for the Lord is more intelligent than the most intelligent. Paragraph. He wears a garland made of tulsi leaves, endowed with the fragrance of his beloved, imagining that the bees are singing within the garland. The gopis speak with hatred. What audacity of the garland! Or he is singing along with the garland. He casually places his left or right arm above the elbow on the shoulder of a friend situated slightly lower. That friend is so fortunate to have prema, whereas we are not. He plays the flute in a special way so that our hearts are stolen by that loud sound. Paragraph, the black deer's wives approach. Though they are wives of the black deer, which purifies the area, they approach Krishna. Grihinya means wives or dearmost women. They have given up their husbands and approach to take shelter of Krishna because he is the ocean of qualities. Guna, ganam, ganarnam. Guna, ganarnam. They have given up all desires concerning their houses. Vimukta grihasha. Or they have given up their houses, husbands, and relatives, and eating. Asha. They have given up interest in their houses like us, the gopis. By mentioning gopika instead of we, they indicate that they are similar to Krishna as cowherd people. Whereas the deer, though not very similar, are still attracted to Krishna. Or mentioning the word gopika nourishes the rasa more than the word vayam, we, since it is an indirect expression. Sanatana Goswami writes, we devoted gopis have bewilderment because of his actions and beauty, but from far off, even the female animals become bewildered by his fragrance and song. In the afternoon, as the time to return home approaches, putting on new clothing, when he plays his flute to call the cows, even the female deer become bewildered. What to speak of us, gopis? Two verses describe this. He counts the cows and bulls using pearls on rounding them up when to take them back to Braja. Though there are other animals, he counts the cows since he has special affection for them. Now again, referring back to chapter 12, this, along with Krishna's asankhya of calves, they each put their calves in groups and, while herding them, sported in the forest in a playful spirit. This is the Agasura chapter. The calves are unlimited. The cows and other animals are also unlimited. Thus, it is impossible to count them. However, it is possible to count according to group divisions. Although the cows are unlimited, the cow herds must count and gather them as their duty. The garland is made of tulsi leaves, emitting fragrance of the beloved, the animals. Since animals have a strong sense of smell, the does approach because of smelling the fragrance from far off. Krishna has his left arm on the shoulder of a friend. This shows affection and a place for pastimes. In playing his flute, he generally assumes a position with three bends. His left arm is embracing his friend around his neck. That friend has prema and is most fortunate, whereas we are not. He has finished playing his flute at that time. Paragraph. Klanita indicates the flute's natural ability to make sounds. Rava indicates making a slight sound once. The sound does not depend on making songs with varieties of sweet notes. By its nature, the sound is always sweet, but in a song, the sweetness becomes perfect. Thus, the verse says, Agayata, he sings. First he sings, then he plays the flute with special rasa. They really know how to relish the topics. Paragraph. Their hearts are endowed with that sound, or trickled by that sound. Otherwise, they would not stand there with bewildered hearts. The does are there with their husbands, Krishna, Hinyaha, but they leave their husbands and become followers of Krishna, since he is an ocean of all qualities. They approach him to follow, Anugata. As a pun, they have become Krishna's wives. Krishna, Grihinyaha. They, like us, are completely free of desires for things related to the house, Vimukta. Paragraph. Bewildered by his clothing, pastimes, and flute, following him, endowed with unlimited qualities, giving up unqualified husbands, the does have attained him as a husband. Without desire for house, body, children, or wealth, pale from separation, we should do the same. They do not mention we, but cowherd women, to indicate that they are of the same type as Krishna, the cowherd. Using the word gopika nourishes rasa more than the word we. Gopika also means, quote, those who protect their bodies. Otherwise, out of separation, they would die. The does are worthy of following Anugatya Harinyaha, but he causes such bewilderment that they follow him instead of following them. That's it. And there's more on these verses 18, 19. The page number of how we've gone so far in this chapter is page 99, and there's another 39 pages. So we're three quarters of the way done. Do you want to become a gopi? You sure? You'll suffer. You'll suffer ecstasy. You know, one of the characteristics of one who has spiritual realization, Pandita Samadarshana, as you see all living entities equally. Well, there we be beyond Pandita Samadarshana. They're seeing how all the other personalities, even the inanimate objects, have attraction for Krishna. And maybe they're just imagining things because of their love. And maybe it's not their imagining anything. It's just the all-attractiveness of Krishna. And they can see it. They can feel it. Because of their absorption, profound absorption in Krishna. Most exalted love, even within Braja Prem. Most exalted love, the gopis. So, if you want to become a Pandita Samadarshana person, become a gopi, and you'll surpass that. but you have to go through stages. So we have to see with spiritual conception, even the world and ourselves and other living entities and, you know, proper conduct immediately follows, even when there's like turmoil around you and so forth. So it's the spiritual conception is covered, but it's reawakened by the very process we're engaging ourselves in, the hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Vishnu Smaranam. The restless mind, I was thinking a lot about this lately, the restless mind is our enemy. Not something else. Not the circumstances and nasty people. And I mean, it doesn't mean that people aren't nasty, but you know, the discomfort we feel, or all those other things, which is your negative emotions we feel and are controlled by and moved by and so on and so on. It's the restless mind. We're going to hear about this eventually when we get to Uddhava Gita. It's the restless mind. What's the problem? What's the root cause of suffering? It's the restless mind. So how do we make mind not restless? Say, well, become a gopi. So how do you do that? How do you make the mind not restless? It's how do you fix the mind on Krishna so it doesn't move? And our primary process is hearing and chanting. Our primary process is hearing and chanting. So we can say chanting, thinking about this, chant and be happy. I listened again to Rabindra's class. You know, when we chant, I'm not happy. I'm struggling. You know, privately I'm struggling, or not so privately I'm struggling. Something's missing. Something that's missing is we may be chanting, but we're not hearing. Because when you can hear, then the mind becomes pacified. Or negatively, when the mind is restless, you can't hear and you're not feeling happy. The happiness is already there. It's just covered by a restless mind and senses that are here and there. And, you know, then we're in the illusion land where happiness isn't happiness. Unhappiness isn't unhappiness. It's all just illusion. It's all unhappiness. It's all missing our real happiness. So how do you get that? How do you get real happiness? You have to have a controlled mind. How do you get a controlled mind? Controlling the senses, starting with the tongue, but then the tongue is, we can make the sound. We're not hearing. It's turbulence. And then we have material experiences that are all illusory. And there we go. We have a sadhana practice of hearing and chanting. Chanting and hearing, say it backwards, or the reverse order. Chanting and hearing. But it starts with hearing. Shravanam. We do the chanting, but we're not hearing. So to get to appreciate what we're being very kindly given, requires a mind that's spiritualized. It's that contamination is removed and the spiritual quality is restored by hearing. By hearing. I'm repeating some of the messages from our festival of the Holy Name. Rapt attention. So, let's see if we have a new rule now. Somebody made a request, like we did during the Festival of Holy Name question and answer session. something in the class and something online, something in the class, something online. So we'll see how that works. We'll start within the room. Anyone in the room would like to discuss something?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This description of Krishna calling each cow, groups of cows individually, is
very personal,
very heart-touching. And then in one section you said he doesn't even forget one cow.
Yeah.
So oftentimes, it's just a sharing, oftentimes, you know, when you see all the anarthas in your heart, you feel like you're so downtrodden, fallen, conditioned soul. Why would Krishna want to look at me?
Right.
So this gives a lot of hope and, yeah, just really sweet.
Yeah, these are just cows.
These are just cows, yeah.
And they're special cows, but you know, they're cows. What to speak of?
And just a question. I in the beginning you said Purnamasi was describing or talking. I don't know. I've heard that Purnamasi in
the
songs.
She is Yogamaya personified. Okay. That's who she is. Someone asked this question the other day. Is Yogamaya personified? Yes, Purnamasi. She's in charge. She decides what happens in Braja. Yogamaya personified. Whenever there's some question about something, like seeking the permission or blessing for something, they ask Purnamasi. And she decides. You know that wonderful pastime? Here's just one example. That wonderful pastime where Mother Yasoda decorated the hand of Radharani as if she was going to be married to Krishna. And when Radharani, it was fun. But she was going home. She looked at her hand and, oh no. So she, you know, what do my mother and father say? So she washed it off in a pond, Pili Pokor. And then she went back, but some others saw. And before she even got back, the word went to her mother and father, and they said, fantastic. We were thinking the same thing. Let's send this big cartload of pearls and jewels and valuables as a message to say yes. So that came to Nanda and Yasoda. They thought, oh no, we don't have the capacity, the wealth that they have. What are we going to do? So then, they asked Purnamasi what to do. Purnamasi said, no way. Knowing that the Leela of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan is a different kind of love. It's not Swakiya, it's Parakiya. So no. Or another is when the 1 year passed where Krishna had manifested himself as each of the calves and cowherd boys, Krishna made the suggestion to Nanda, I have a nice suggestion. Why don't all the cowherd boys marry cowherd girls during that year? We have to go ask Purnamasi. She said, yes. Yogamaya personified, etc. There's many other nice. That's her function, her role. And there's others. Brinda Devi and the parrots and they have a role. But she decides. And if they have some doubt, they ask Purnamasi. She decides. Okay? Now online.
This is from Rupa Vilas Prabhu. I wonder, Why not the boys miss Krishna during nights and lose sleep in anticipation of meeting Krishna next morning?
Yes, they did.
Are they complacent in their love to Krishna?
Are they what?
Are they complacent in their love to Krishna?
Why? No. How's that possible? Anyone in the room back there?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. It's very, very sweet and just so enlivening to the heart. I'm just stuck with this point when you mention from Nectar of Devotion, when the devotees experience this bhava of moha, they will lose their own awareness, but their awareness of Krishna doesn't even fade a bit. In contrast, I'm thinking for me, the absorption is so little that just the slightest trigger will lose awareness of Krishna and complete absorption in the other thing. So just appreciating that such deep absorption in Krishna is possible. Just, and on this, the other thing I was thinking, Guru Maharaj, just a curiosity question. Are these the cows or the calves? The groups of cows when Krishna is calling?
Well, it depends on age. And it can be calves or it can be cows depending upon his age. He's with the calves or he's with the cows. In this age, he's with the calves. But the same thing happens with the cows later. Groups with names and so forth.
This is from Sanchari Mataji. Everything in Vrindavan is alive. Is this true for the bhavas experienced by the residents as well? Do the bhavas have personal forms or they're just intangible emotions?
I don't know the answer to that question.
So she's saying, for clarification, she's trying to understand the Dasi portion of names like her name, Sanchari Dasi.
Well, the Dasi part of her name is she's the servant of. So her question is she the servant of Bhava or a person personification of bhava? I understand her question, and I don't have the answer. But there may be some people that have the answer. I can inquire.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So, somebody was asking a question to me some time back. I could not answer. The question was specifically, Mahabharata. Personalities like Duryodhana, Dushasana. Why the names are given like that? They're like very negative sense. So I was just trying to remember because Purnamasi, you mentioned, the Jatila, Tatila, those characters, they look like the names are like something.
Appropriate for their personality. So what kind of parent is going to give a bad name to their kid? That's the question.
That is the question.
Well, the parents don't give the name. Somebody gives the name commonly. And, the people that would be giving names are people that are qualified to give names. They would understand the nature of the person. Like Parikshit was given that name because that was his character. So names were given, ascribed to character. And the science of that, I don't know. So then the parents would accept the name because the name was given. That's all I can say. That I've heard that question before. Because there's some they're bad names. Ravana. Huh? Kara. Gosh. Hey, that's a nice name. Let's call him Kara.
This question is from Sucharita Mataji. Is Subhadra Maharani is also Maya, like just like Purnamasi?
Say it again.
Subhadra is Maya.
Similar. Purnamasi's function is in Vrindavan. We don't hear about Purnamasi outside of Vrindavan. Although her origin is outside of Vrindavan, she came to Vrindavan just prior to Krishna's appearance. And then even nobody knew who she was. She's an outsider coming into Vrindavan. But given her personality and her aura and her stature and everything, and her age and everything, they just automatically accepted her as the, you know, one to look up to. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This question is on Mahamantra.
Okay.
So one of my friend was asking, and also I have seen, if I go to any of the temple in South India, Mahamantra starts like Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
right,
Hare.
Right.
So
why?
Why? I mean, which aunt that, you know, Krishna comes first and then Rama comes.
So you want to know why?
Yeah.
Why is there the difference, or why do we chant Krishna first?
Why there is a difference?
Prabhupada's, it's threefold. Prabhupada's answer is it doesn't matter. Because it's Krishna's name, it doesn't matter. Another answer is we chant Krishna's name first because that's the way it is in the Upanishads. And that's the way Lord Chaitanya chanted, so we just follow the Upanishads and Lord Chaitanya. For us, it's simple. But we don't disrespect somebody that does it in reverse order, because the third answer is, I don't know what that particular authority is by which they put it in reverse order from what we do, but it's just fine. There's some authority that says what they do, and they do it that way. So I can't say what that authority is, because I don't know. So it's not a problem. And, you know, if I'm born in South India, I'm going to chant the Hare Krishna mantra the way that we chant it, because I'm a follower of Lord Chaitanya. End of story.
I just wanted to understand.
Okay. And I don't have the answer to what's the scripture authority behind the reverse order that we're familiar with. Reverse order from what we're familiar with. But Kali Sanartha and Upanishad is very specific. It gives, there's two verses, and it gives the mantra, Maha Mantra, and it calls it the Maha Mantra for the sage of Kali.
This question is from Rati Prabhu. He asks, Maharaj, how can I experience a sense of freshness for every mantra I chant? It seems like due to familiarity, I'm unable to focus on every mantra.
Well, it's by doing it, that's how you can experience freshness. And if you don't do it, you won't feel it. I was, you know, just this morning thinking, two thoughts. It's in response to his question. We've been hearing in this 10th canto description the word sweetness again and again and again. And then rasa is a flavor, a mellow, it's a taste that is in Krishna's pastimes. And Lord Chaitanya gave the Maha Mantra to immerse us into Braja Prem. It's not just Krishna Prem or Vaikuntha Prem, it's Braja Prem specifically. So there's a... There's a sweetness within the name, because everything is there. Everything is there. And how, so, and Rupa Goswami in his celebrated verse, how much nectar the two names Krishna has produced. I do not know. That there, it's an ocean of nectar, just the name. So how come we're not? Because, you know, we're absorbed in the temporary. Once again, you know, the same. There's the illusion pill and there's the reality pill, and we're, you know, we say, yeah, I want the reality pill. We take the illusion pill. So we're not experiencing this sweetness in every name is not there because we're choosing and we're habituated to or conditioned to, either way, illusion, the temporary. So it's just, it's by bringing the mind to the purified state or spiritualized state, totally freed from the material contamination anymore. So that's sadhana bhakti. And the price to get there is faith. Or we can say it's eagerness, as we heard from this weekend. Faith, the life of faith is enthusiasm. Without enthusiasm, what does faith mean? Doesn't mean anything. So it's the effort, rati, keep trying every mantra. And whether you're there or not there, keep trying. And you get distracted, go back and keep trying, keep trying. That's sadhana bhakti. That's the clearing stage. You'll get there. Anyone else in the room? Or is this online? Yes?
Maharaj, I want to seek a clarification on the pronunciation of Mahamantra. When I had gone to India, they had given these cards with the Mahamantra printed with English and Hindi. So in English, it says Rama, but in Hindi, it says Ram.
Yeah. It's Rama. You know, in Hindi, the final vowel is often dropped. But Sanskrit, it's Rama. In Hindi, they just drop the final vowel. I don't know if that's a rule or just, you know, it's become like that. I don't know how it happened, if it's a Hindi rule, but it's like how people in, you know, Mukund. Krish. Krishan. Etc. Okay. It's Rama. It's 18. It's the number of syllables. Count them. You drop one and it's not the same number of syllables. Okay.
This question is from Shamsundar Prabhu from California. He asks, when we get an opportunity by some devotees to serve cows, can we do that, or we primarily chant and read?
You can serve cows. Primarily chant and read and serve cows.
We have two questions.
Be careful, those who are serving cows, that it actually goes to the cows. Do your homework. Because sometimes it doesn't. I know some programs that don't. Go ahead.
I think we have some ISKCON programs for cow protection.
Yeah, there's some people that say that they're giving to ISKCON cow protection. They don't.
Okay.
Without going into detail. So be circumspect before you jump.
So two questions from Sweetie Vyas Madhi. She's from Naperville. She asks, should one concentrate on developing devotional activities deeply, which are most important, or one likes, for example, chanting and hearing, study scriptures? Is it important to diversify in other activities also, or if we concentrate mainly on these that are good for us?
Well, every devotional activity, in addition to hearing and chanting, is good for you. So each of us have our nature, and each of us have our position in spiritual elevation. So supposing somebody's spiritual elevation says, I'm really attracted to deity worship and I'm not so attracted to reading books and chanting. So they should do deity worship and read books and chant. So it depends on the person. The foundation is hearing and chanting.
Okay. And her second question is, you talked about stages in spiritual growth. Sometimes, in spite of one's effort, it seems like there are different stages of Atmaha or color of the soul, which may continue until one reaches Bhava or Prema stage. The gopis, of course, have reached the highest stage. Is this the right understanding?
No. Atmaha is not, you know, the stage of bhakti. You can read again, that phrase is used in Sri Ishopanishad, and it's not a stage of bhakti.
Like, she is meaning like, there are different stages in bhakti, but there is also, in spite of, you know, different efforts to grow in bhakti, there is still engagement in Atmaha.
Okay, so. But that's intermittent, but it's not a stage of bhakti. Sorry. Not a stage of bhakti. It's deviation from bhakti, but it's not a stage of bhakti. More?
Yeah, there are more questions, 2-3 more questions. Amara Mataji asks, with more and more recognition of disqualification for even doing regular sadhana with proper absorption, what should be my consciousness while hearing these elevated subject matters?
Your consciousness should be hearing. That's what your consciousness should be.
And this question is from Pritesh Rati Prabhu regarding the pronunciation of Rama. Is it correct to just say Ram or Rama?
You don't get spanked if you say Ram.
Danagati Mataji, not Pritesh.
Huh?
This question is from Danagati Mataji, not Pritesh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But say the full mantra, that's better. You're not penalized if you don't.
Okay. I think this is fine. Last two questions. Radha Vallabh Prabhu asks, as per your instruction, gratitude is seed of love. We observe advanced devotees' lives exemplified by deep gratitude. So do the cowherd boys experience deep gratitude in their relationship?
Of course. Beyond gratitude, they're already in the deep stages of love. But yes, the mature stage.
And this question is from Visalaksha Prabhu. Like 8 principal gopis serve Lord Shri Krishna, is it like that for different groups of cows also have the division in surrender to Lord Krishna?
Not exactly. The 8 principal gopis, they're gopis of Radha, not gopis of Krishna. You know, of course, they're connected to Krishna through Radha, but they see themselves as devotees of Radha. And yes, they have their groups under each of them and then subgroups under each of them and so forth. And there's the head of the group. But they're, so it's similar, but they're gopis of Radha, assistants of Radha. That's how they see themselves. They have relationship with Krishna, and they see themselves, and that Krishna is the object, but the medium through which they have that relationship with Krishna is Radha. That must be very clear, very important. Gopi Bhartur Padakamali or Dasa Dasanodas, like that. Okay, Prabhupada ki jai.